Strategy builds its cash reserve to 1.4 billion as STRC costs. Byte Strategy added $300 million to its USD reserve last week, lifting the balance to $1.4 billion, according to a June 22 report from Decrypt, citing the company's filings. It was the third straight week the Bitcoin buying firm prioritized stacking dollars over stacking coins. In the same stretch, it bought just 520 BTC for about $35 million, one of its smallest purchases on record, after selling 32 BTC 3 weeks earlier. The shift in behavior is the story. For most of its public life as a Bitcoin treasury company, Strategy raised capital and converted as much of it as possible into BTC. Now it is doing the opposite at the margin, raising $335 million through common stock issuance and routing the bulk of it into a dollar buffer rather than the order book. The pressure is coming from STRC. STRC is Strategy's preferred share product, marketed with an 11.5% annual dividend. That payout was attractive when the stock traded near its $100 par value. It has become a liability now that it does not. STRC recently traded as low as $82.53, roughly 17% below par, after a stretch of record volatility tested investor confidence and dragged the broader digital credit cohort lower. A preferred stock that trades below par with a fixed dividend is an expensive obligation. The dividend is set against the par value. So as the market price falls, the effective yield investors' demand keeps climbing, and the cash Strategy must hand over does not shrink. Reporting puts the cost of servicing STRC at around $100 million a month. That is the bill the new USD reserve is meant to cover. Michael Saylor framed the reserve as a credit support tool, saying the company plans to continue replenishing them to support the credit quality of its digital credit securities. Translated, the dollars sitting in reserve are there to reassure STRC holders that the dividend will be paid even if Bitcoin and the equity stay weak. A treasury company acting like a credit issuer Strategy still holds 847,363 BTC, worth roughly $55 billion, with Bitcoin near $65,000 as of June 22, 2026. The core thesis is intact. What changed is the order of operations. The company is defending the financing layer it built on top of that Bitcoin before it adds more Bitcoin. That financing layer is the part newer investors tend to overlook. Strategy did not just buy coins with cash. It issued convertible notes and several preferred stock lines, STRC among them, to fund those purchases. Each of those instruments carries its own dividend or coupon, and each trades on its own. When one of them, STRC, sells off hard, the company has to choose between letting its credit reputation slip or spending real dollars to defend it. For 3 weeks running, it has chosen to spend, pulling $335 million from common stock issuance. To do that has a cost, too. Issuing shares while the stock is under pressure dilutes existing holders, and using the proceeds for a cash cushion rather than BTC breaks the accumulation flywheel that drove the premium on the stock in the first place. The move buys stability at the expense of the growth narrative. The read for the rest of the market. Bitcoin sat at 65,018 on June 22, up 1.4% on the day, but down 2.4% on the week, with the fear and greed index at 23, in fear territory. In that environment, a single firm's treasury maneuver matters beyond its own balance sheet, because Strategy is the template every other Bitcoin treasury company copied. Dozens of firms now hold BTC funded by stock and credit issuance. If the largest and most watched of them is rebuilding cash to protect its preferred dividends, smaller imitators with thinner buffers face the same math on a worse footing. None of this signals forced selling. Strategy is adding to its reserve, not draining it, and it is still buying small amounts of Bitcoin. But the priority has flipped from accumulation to defense, and that is a meaningful tell about how the company reads its own cost of capital right now.